This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
It's a show. It's a show. It's a motherfucking advice podcast. Only one on the internet. Hosted by Jake and Amir. All the things you will know if you listen to this advice podcast. Download it on the internet. Type it into your browser. If I were you, 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 the show starts now.
Austin Archer.
Who?
Austin Archer.
Dude, I like that.
A singer-songwriter, actor type living in NYC.
Dude, that was really good.
You triumphant. Guys live in NYC.
We do.
We do. Did you pick it on purpose?
No, I picked it because I love Irish punk rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like once.
Yeah. And that we should only listen to it one
That's
time.
Not- I mean, give it a good. Break.
I write songs about my dog. We could jam together.
Actually, sure.
Do
yeah.
you like do you to wanna, write songs about dogs?
Do you know how to play a guitar?
I do.
Do you want to sing a song about your dog?
I thought you said that was a fake guitar that was blow up.
That was because we didn't want to play it on your podcast.
We should tell everybody that's listening who the heck you guys are, just in case they don't know. If they don't know, now they know. It's Laura and Angela.
Hi.
Hello.
Y'all not only have a book coming out and a podcast. Sorry,
on your network.
On our net. So yes. I shouldn't say you not only have a podcast, but you have a book coming out.
Yeah. Yes.
Same name for everything.
You wanted their bigger accomplishment to be have a podcast on our network.
Yeah. Both of them are called This Is Why You're Single, right?
Correct.
And it's sort of like a female If I Were You. It's like a different angle on the same theme, which is giving advice.
Although we were listening to your podcast, I mean, we listen to your podcast every week, but like your guys' advice is so on point.
Really?
I mean, yeah. I hope ours is as good as yours, but I don't. I mean, I feel like our views are really similar.
We wrote an advice book. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well,
you guys are really good
plug.
At advice.
Sorry.
This Is Why You're Single. Also, a book available.
Yeah, our book's really funny.
You can buy it right now on Amazon. Would you say?
Yeah, you can pre-order it on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. If you go to thisiswhyyoursinglebook.com.
Boom.
Bam. Yeah.
It's just that easy.
It'll come December 8th, just in time for the holidays.
Yeah.
So Jake and I. Give it to your friends.
Jake and I do hope that we give good advice, but sometimes it's at the end of the day, it's 2 30-something-year-old white dudes talking. So we can only give it from our point of view. So I'm kind of excited to have two ladies on the show.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Two we'll white ladies.
We'll try to. Well,
they baby didn't have right. to tell the listeners.
Laura's Asian.
Know what you're getting into.
So if I found at least a few questions that maybe Jake and I wouldn't necessarily answer because they're coming from a female point of view that hopefully you guys
can
provide.
That's so thoughtful that you sifted through all the mail to find questions
no, it was
tailored
all
for
mirror.
Us.
Well, I did a Google search for slut questions.
Oh,
and
really?
Then, yeah. No, although one of them is about sluts or at least the word slut.
Oh.
Where I'm like, it's probably, I don't feel as comfortable answering this question without any girls in the room. So I'm happy that you guys are here.
Whenever I say that word, I'm like, I'll be like, oh, that's something like a slut. I'm like, wait, no, stop. That's anti-feminist. Why do I say that word? Don't say
that's
that word.
More slut
stop
shaming.
Don't slut shame. Mm-hmm.
That's a new thing. Is like I'm seeing videos and stuff that I made like in the early 2000s, and the word bitch is used a lot, and the word slut is used a lot, and it makes me cringe now.
Yeah, I try not to use that word. Although I use the word bitch a lot, but in like a positive way. I'm like,
hey, bitches.
I'm like, that bitch was so smart. Yeah, I'm like. That bitch's skirt is so cute.
Oh, so you're turning it. Isn't that like kind of what the N-word was? Right, like they started it using back. It. Yeah.
Oh,
it,
I don't
in a
yeah,
positive spin.
Maybe. I don't.
Or
I don't know
or maybe just
this is another thing.
Women hating other women.
Let me speak with very much validity about what the N-word means.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I don't be the authority on the word bitch.
Actually, since we're already in the zone of it. Do you guys mind if I read this quote-unquote slut question?
Well, you
first?
Haven't explained what the show is.
Oh.
We sort of did.
Yeah, it's an advice podcast. It's called If I Were You. It's actually the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by Jake and I.
Really?
And people will write into the show at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com seeking our guidance. Sometimes it's just Jake and I, and sometimes we have very wise friends with us. Today we have Lauren Angela from the very hilarious, very popular This Is Why You're Single podcast.
Thanks. You guys were our first endorsement for our book.
Oh.
The very first ones we got. Well, you guys wrote back right away.
it's almost sad how quickly you wrote back, actually.
Yeah. I was like, hey, don't they have a lot going on? That was really nice of them.
You emailed me 9 different quotes and then called.
We treat our email inbox like a to-do list. So if we don't get back to you right away, it'll be weeks.
No, that's how I am. I like to just check stuff off my list.
Yeah. So why don't we check this question off the list?
That was such a good segue.
Yeah, that was
oh my God, I'm dead. No, okay. this is another part of our show. We give even though these are real emails from real people, we're going to give them a fake name to preserve their anonymity. So we're not actually going to call these people out. Angela, do you have a fake name for this question?
For this slut question?
Yeah.
Moop doggity dog.
I was going to go through famous sluts in history. But...
Oh, that could be good.
I don't know.
Okay.
Who's history's most famous slut?
I don't know.
Like King Henry
Cleopatra.
King Henry VI's second wife. Didn't she she made him leave his wife?
Yeah, she was a trollop.
She was she made him leave his wife to hook up with her.
We can't say slut. It's trollop.
Who was her? I watched The Tudors, but now I can't remember.
There's no trollop shaming on this show.
I learned all my history from
Scarlet Letter. Let's call her Scarlet. That's a whore's name. I say that tongue-in-cheekly. You're great.
Tongue-in-cheek. Scarlet writes, so my last relationship, which ended around 8 months ago, was quite a shit show. It was both amazing and emotionally intimate while still leaving a shit stain on my life. Anyway, when shit started really hitting the fan, he left me for his best friend, but then wanted to get back with me, but then didn't want to hurt her by breaking up. Whatever, it's a long, stupid story. He started insulting and blaming me for things that went wrong in our relationship, which he did while we were dating too. This wasn't new. And calling me names, his favorite of which was slut.
Wait, why is she the slut when he's the one that hooked up with?
Oh, it gets worse. Don't worry about that.
All right.
A little bit more. Now, this was a problem when we were dating as well. A few weeks into our relationship, he learned that I had racked up a decent amount of guys I had made out with or done more with for the past year. He'd only kissed 3 girls in his life, including me. Meanwhile, he was my 18th person that year. Now, I adamantly made it really clear to him that I only had sex once with an old boyfriend of 6 months. So it wasn't like I was going around fucking guys. I would just have some innocent fun with a guy, and purposefully I wouldn't date them or get emotionally attached. So it wasn't like it's not like he wasn't special as a boyfriend, and I never touched their dick. I was adamant to him about that.
God.
Nothing under the pants. He was really passive-aggressive the entire time we were dating, saying that he was fine, but then he would use it against me if I hung out with my guy friends. Now, back to this shit hitting the fan, eventually I started getting defensive, specifically about the slut thing. He knew I had problems with intimacy, but he degraded my body anyway, saying things like how everyone got a piece of it and that I was planning to, quote, give myself away to all my guy friends, too, which is very false. When I told him that he knew I only had sex with one person, he said that you don't have to have sex to be a slut.
Oh, my God.
And that I was a slut with what I was doing.
Punch this guy in the face.
And it was disgusting, and that I should be ashamed of myself, etc., etc. My question is it still considered, quote-unquote, slutty if you aren't fucking? I mean, I know this guy was a dick, but I kind of wonder if he has a point. Because of how close and honest we once were and how distant and bitter we became, I'm not entirely sure how to interpret this. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, love, Scarlett.
Am I the only one that's going to side with the dude on this one?
I'm sorry.
I mean,
capital
18, S. 18.
What?
Above the and pants.
I
mean,
I know she was adamant about not touching the D, but you can't trust a floozy. Oh, Jesus Christ. Sorry, go ahead. I'm just glad
her question wasn't like, so do you think we have a future?
At the very least, she did realize this guy was a mean, terrible human.
I mean, listen, right. As you were reading that question, all of us were like cringing, trying to jump into her defense midway through
the
email.
Don't talk to me again. Like, stop.
This guy is so
horrible.
Yeah.
This is why you don't talk about your number.
Okay.
Also. But no, also, even if she touched 18 D's right. in
it
one
shouldn't
year,
matter. Yeah. This is just his insecurity.
Right. That's all on him.
Yeah. He's obviously a jealous, mean, bad person.
And he also hasn't gotten, God knows he's tried to hook up with more than three people.
Oh, right.
And
easily.
Like, right. The fact that he hasn't.
Why has he
not? Because he's a douchebag.
Yeah, he's a real doucher.
But the question is specifically, is it considered slutty, quote unquote, if you aren't fucking? Do you consider that let's just get rid of the word slutty because that has a negative connotation.
Right. Okay.
What's a more accurate, less negative word?
That's a really
for,
good
quote,
question.
Unquote,
what
slutty?
Is an appropriate word?
Is sleazy?
Loose?
Overly promiscuous?
Oh, promiscuous.
Promiscuous is pretty good.
Man, all right.
See, that's why it all
we wrote a book.
I feel really conflicted about this because I feel like you should be able to do whatever you want. You should be able to hook up with how many people you want. But yeah, I guess if you're like,
as long as it's not under the pants.
Yeah, if you've got like a
there
loose.
There has to be a line, Laura.
Yeah, and that line is a zipper.
Yeah, but I guess if you were like going to describe a friend, like, is she prude or is she like more loose? Like, yeah, you can definitely be loose if you have, right?
Oh, now you're getting uncomfortable. Imagine how I feel.
I mean, I know that like it would get in my head if I was dating somebody who had a really high number. It would like freak me out, but not to the point where I would like not date them or be
but
like,
that's not
like,
the,
you're
yeah,
like,
but the question is like,
is it slutty?
Is it slutty? Is it loose to like make out with a ton of dudes and like kind of mess around?
I think though it's just a matter of semantics, right? Maybe it is promiscuous to have lots of partners, but is that a bad thing?
By definition, it's promiscuous.
I think it is promiscuous, but I don't think it's a bad thing.
Right.
I mean, like, and like he should be stoked. Like she got a ton of practice.
Thank you. Like so all these. So yeah, some people can say promiscuous and some people can say slutty. It sort of matters. Her question is it slutty? It might be considered slutty in the eyes of some people, but are those people the kinds of people that you want to be your boyfriend?
That's a great question. Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
What about her follow-up question, which is, sorry, this is pretty much the main one. How close and honest. Is there anything negative? Like, there's this idea that guys always lie up about their number and girls like to lie.
Yeah, what is the deal with
that.
The
trending
number?
Down?
No, guys should be stoked. I mean, as long as they don't have any diseases, like, shouldn't you be like, great, she learned some new moves.
Right, but do you find yourself as a lady not wanting to sleep with... Because as
a
girl, you probably...
Do you care about a guy's number?
Yes, and I wish I didn't. Like, oh. I've asked what the number is.
Yeah, the
I want to know out of curiosity.
You never really need to know.
I mean, I was just seeing.
Do you want it to be lower because that makes you more special? Or do you want it to be higher because it's like, oh, I'm sleeping with a guy who's good at this? Like, I don't
want
to play basketball
with Jake. I want a middle number because if it's like
that's a totally unrelated thing.
Yeah, if it's like.
I just don't like you.
Yeah, if it's too high. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
then I even hate that I like want a certain number because I feel like I don't want men to judge.
What's the
women.
Perfect number?
Right,
that's a great question.
14. But like, if I'm going to a if I'm going to a restaurant, I want my chef to have prepared 1,000 meals. Why is it not that with
but you also don't
want
to go.
Well,
like,
it isn't like
weird.
That.
If it's like zero and you're like 30, I'm not saying that.
Oh, so you're saying it could be too low.
Well, it's
I
like,
think you want to have a similar average, like similar
I would,
number.
I would just be like curious about why that, like why, what happens.
Right.
Like
who
I'd just be
you?
Suspicious.
I guess that.
But
I
wouldn't
maybe,
necessarily.
Yeah, you're
not
right.
Not go for it.
I think maybe the it's not necessarily like the amount. It's sort of like, does the number coincide with the kind of person you think
right.
that is?
Yeah.
So if you're dating somebody and you think she's very sweet and innocent, and you say, like, how many people have you slept with? I'll tell you my number. And she's like, oh, 915.
Right.
And you're like, oh, fuck, you are not who I thought you were.
Yeah, it's all about expectations at
that
point.
Yeah, that's true.
I like the idea of it wanting it to be close to your number.
Yeah, because you want to be like a similar level of experience, I guess.
But like at a certain point, isn't it sex? Yeah, it's not about experience. Like I could have had sex with 100 people or 50 people, and I'm probably going to be roughly the same at
it.
To be real, I have like the opposite problem. I have kind of a low number, and sometimes I'm like, I like feel the need to lie up with guys.
Wow.
Because I feel like they think like there's something wrong with me, and there's not. I was a late bloomer, whatever, guys, whatever. It's kind
of. But that actually makes a lot of sense to me because I've been with people that I like when I found out that they have not had a sex with a lot of people, or like in one instance I found out that they hadn't had sex with anybody. I like really freaked out and I had wanted nothing to do with it, because I'm like in my head as a guy, I'm like, oh yeah, this person only has sex when it really means something,
right?
And I don't want to have anything meaningful right now.
yeah there's a stigma.
Well, that's just because Jake didn't want to have anything meaningful. But if you wanted to, if you were with someone that and it was meaningful, then maybe you should tell him, because then maybe he'll be actually honored.
That's another reason why.
But it's a big gamble.
What number did you say when you lied?
58.
Yeah, I figured I'd play it safe.
58.
No, I was like, I'm not going to say because I'll give away my real
But I know because I already saw you started to mouth the word. All right.
Yeah. I saw the
It
saw
definitely
the
started with an F
lips.
Or an S. Mm-hmm. You know, every number starts with an F or an S. It's kind of an interesting linguistic fact.
It was a letter that starts with the mouth closed.
Or what about the first number?
What
one?
A funny clue that is. I am a certain age, and to pronounce the age, your mouth has to be closed.
It has to be
How
in this
old
shape.
Am I? Porty poor. So the number, quote unquote, is kind of a secret thing that shouldn't matter but kind of does. Right.
There's some weight to it.
Right. So do you when I you're with someone, do you
matters.
Do you ask, do you know, do you want to know? How often do you know and how often do you not know?
I asked. And then he's like, why does it matter?
Oh, that means
that's
a lot.
Yeah, that's what you say when there's a lot.
And then
it matters because you won't
tell
me.
I was really glad. I was like, yeah, I like have my. It's good to have your own.
Do you know your specific number?
Yes.
Do you keep? So
is it a number where your mouth needs to be closed?
Is it 69? Do you keep a running tab or like an Excel spreadsheet?
No, I'm married now, guys.
But like, how many times have you had sex with your husband?
Yeah.
I write it in my calendar every time it happens.
You have to have a diary.
The thing is, with girls, they could sleep with pretty much as many guys as they want. So that number is kind of less meaningful. With guys, it's like an accomplishment. Look how many girls I've tricked into boning me. That's what that number means. With girls, it's like, right, yeah, you could sleep with a new guy every day. It's not that impressive.
Because guys have like a lower standard, are you saying? That like they'll just sleep with anybody?
Yes.
Well, I'm saying that guys are often trying to sleep with women, and it feels like women are often trying to choose which guy they accept advances from.
Right.
Right.
Do you guys feel like that as women, or
no,
is that just something we're projecting?
No, it's more because of like you don't want the guy to like judge you.
Right. That's what you get hung up on. It's not like, oh, should I sleep with this guy or this
girls
guy?
Girls like having sex. Girls sleep with want this guy to have sex. Like
yeah.
Most of the time, if you go to a bar and you're like making out with a girl, she probably wants to have sex with you.
But she's thinking, or are you
yeah,
saying
she's
that
like,
she's
like, but I want to hear from him again.
And she doesn't want to come across as like easy or like a slut, or like if she's really truly interested in you and wants to date you long term, then she's not going to probably not do it.
Right, but that doesn't register with guys. If a guy's making out with a girl, he's not thinking, ooh, I probably shouldn't sleep with her tonight because then she won't call me.
Right.
Well, yeah, definitely. We're just thinking we want to sleep with them.
Right.
And also...
But I mean, would you judge a girl if she slept with you the first night you guys met?
No.
If you had like a great date before that? And like,
no, I would not. But also, I understand... I wouldn't judge them, but I... get tired of things really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's definitely value in not sleeping with me the first time, because then it makes me like pine for somebody. It makes me want them.
Yeah,
more.
Guys, like
I definitely
chase.
Understand that.
But here's
so
the thing.
Just get tired later.
The hunter-gatherer thing.
So then the other option is she makes you wait, and then there will always be the date where it does happen, and then you'll lose interest then.
Right.
So what's the point of dating, going on three dates?
No, but then maybe you're hooked by then.
Yeah, oh, like she's just trying to trick you into falling for her by the time she gives
you.
She's not tricking you. She's just saying like, hey, maybe after four or five dates, you'll actually like me as a person. So
exactly.
So like the trick is
I can dupe you into thinking I'm cool.
Right. And if I sleep with you tonight, you won't even give me that opportunity.
Mm. Exactly.
Right.
So that is the advice for ladies. Right?
I guess so.
Is to wait.
Unfortunately.
Have ladies given you that advice? Is that a lady to lady advice?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you're like, don't sleep with him. Like, because, yeah, it's what, I don't
know. We also will, we say, like, you know, do what you feels do you. Right. Do what,
yeah.
Because there are men that are not like Jake.
Really?
we'll just come back even though you sleep
with them for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you should own your sexuality.
Yep. It is interesting because a guy has never given me the advice of don't sleep with her, even though you can. Make her wait. So right. What's the difference there?
Well, I think it's because there's like this perception that like once you sleep with her, she'll be hooked on you. Where it's like the opposite for women. There's the perception that like once you sleep with him, he will be over it. Like he's won his conquest.
That's interesting.
Right. So it's like the opposite perception for men and women.
That is kind of true though. It's like in a super basic mean way, like once you've slept with a girl, you've quote unquote beat the video game. Like you're not
so sad. Ugh.
But
barf.
That it's a sad reality, but I do get
you
that
think
sense.
That's true?
I don't necessarily think it's true, but I feel like it is for some people. Yeah. Like, oh, I've already slept with her. I don't necessarily need to go out with her again. Like you said,
yeah,
they'll
sucks.
Quote unquote lose interest.
They shouldn't though. Like sex is different every time. Like it could, you know, ugh.
Yeah. And it gets better with age.
And better with right. The more you do it with the same person.
Yeah.
You could play lots of different video games. Like I've seen the boss in Sonic the Hedgehog plenty of times.
Right. It's like Settlers of Catan. You should get the like warriors and like barbarians.
Oh, that's
like
interesting.
Special.
Oh, the expansion pack.
Think of sex as a board game, not a video game. So right. like you
can apples
play a board
to apples.
Game.
There's like the 80s. Right. Add-on pack
or Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, Trivial Pursuit.
Cards Against Humanity.
And you can
yeah.
play with multiple people, like more and more folks. And
like it's... you've slept with me, but you haven't slept with me. Simpsons edition.
Exactly.
Yeah, which right. is like when I dress
now
up as Marge.
right.
So, is it still considered "quote unquote" slutty? Don't use the word slutty.
It's never.
Saying,
I, think that's
the
moral, I feel like yeah. we came up with that. It's never considered slutty, except for. In somebody else's eyes.
In somebody right. else's eyes. And then that person is probably someone you like should not want to be with.
Right. But I feel like I've been called a man whore before.
And how did you feel about that?
Fine. Was it a-
Do you like that stigma?
I did.
Do you like that title?
It didn't really bother me, I guess. But then I was, it was also.
But you were probably I'm not equating it. Like, I'm sure that. Like, yeah, you like were like fine with it. You were like, yeah. It's true because I don't want to settle down.
Right. I guess I'm not dealing with the same level of shame as women have to when they hear the word slut.
There's
like,
man
whore is almost sort of like mockingly...
Right. Like yeah, adorable. Exactly. Like you scamp.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. There's also a difference between a stranger calling or like a friend calling you a man whore and then like somebody that you dated calling you a slut. It's like, right. well,
yeah,
you
ugh.
Dated me.
Yeah,
like,
I think
you
somebody
know, like yeah, people you know, date, like not having
like if you think I'm
so
gross
well.
And horrible, then why are you?
Someone
slash,
you love
you with
insulting
me?
You is really
it's
really
so
really
harsh.
Awful.
Yeah, if any of my exes call me that, I'd be yeah. like, so like heartbroken.
Yeah, either get over it and date me, or think I'm a slut and don't date me. But
yeah,
can't
but don't,
do both.
Don't right. say it. Yeah.
What about girl on girl slut shaming? Does that happen?
Where yes,
girls
it happens.
Are girls
yeah,
are judgy.
Unfortunately.
What do you think is worse? Or I mean, not like worse in the world. What's a bigger problem? Guys slut shaming or girls slut shaming?
Or poverty.
Or the war in Syria.
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's all about context. I feel like it's case by case.
Yeah, I mean like, yeah, it's like women should support other women, but
sure.
it depends if I like the girl or not.
Oh God.
Like if she's
that's
like
a bad answer. You know,
if she's like a mean bitchy slut.
Do you, when you see a girl like that that's sleeping around with a lot of dudes,
mm-hmm.
do you look down on her?
Well, I had a friend like growing up, and for whatever reason, I mean now I realize it was like a low self-confidence thing, but she would flirt and try to hook up with like every friend's like boyfriend, or even if she wouldn't like end up hooking up, she'd be like, we'd be at the beach, she'd be like in her bathing suit, just like totally on top of like whoever's boyfriend it was that was there. And she did this like every single friend.
It's like a power like, thing.
She's an effing slut. Yeah, it was like a power thing. She wanted to know that like if she had the chance, she could get every one of our guys. Oh. Like she did, it was
that
almost like
that resonates with me.
So yeah. you're the slut.
I am, yeah.
That makes a lot which of is sense. Why you were called that.
Right.
Yeah. So she was like a horrible person, right. But like she needed it for like her own validation. So in that case, I'd be like, yeah, little slew. But yeah.
Yo, you wouldn't say the
get
tea.
Away from our men.
You know what? If you have a really nice friend that sleeps with a lot of people, then you don't call
it.
Them a slut.
Absolutely.
So
not.
I think it's just a word that people use, like that women will use towards other women in place of like bitch,
which yeah, is another whatever. Word you're not supposed
like
to
like if
use.
I have a, right. If I have a friend that hooks up with a lot of guys and she's not looking for a long-term relationship and she's just like owning it, I'm like, get it girl, like right. Use protection and you get it.
So I don't know that the problem is that you're like, oh, she's sleeping with so many people.
No, it's rah. Not it's like the context,
it's like, just like I don't like that girl and she's sleeping with a lot of people.
Yes.
Oh, so that's
yeah.
Now
yeah.
She's a slut.
Now she's a slut. Right.
It's like, I don't like that person and they're fat, so you would call them a fat.
Right, or exactly. Or, but if you like love a person and they're fat, you're
it's just like, they're oh,
cuddly little teddy
great
bear.
Great for their size.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, yeah.
Cool.
Decided.
I think we dissected. I like the word slew, which is like slut without the T.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not any of the harsh commitment.
Yeah. Or sleuth, maybe. It's like you're sleuth shaming, which is
soothsayer.
Like, yeah. Or soothsayers. Mm-hmm. I'd say this lady was not being a soothsayer.
I don't think so.
No.
She could have touched
with that
the
guy
D.
when she was doing that. I mean,
you could have like, touched as many D's as you wanted to, and it would have been height.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Look, should we go on to the next question, which is about a girl, but written from a dude? Laura, do you have a fake guy's name?
Barnaby.
That's a great name.
I like that a lot.
Is that a name? I don't want to name this after a potential future child name that you have in your
nope,
heart.
It's not. I would never name my kid Barnaby in a million years.
Barney. Just a guy named Barnaby.
Just Janica and Danica.
He's like, yeah, he would be like, he would have to own a circus.
Yeah, and have a cape.
And that was before he was your child.
Yeah, exactly.
Barnaby writes, hey guys, I'm 17 and in a confusing relationship. I've been dating my girlfriend for 3 months. We met in summer camp last year and we had a crush on each other. She's hot, has great boobs, and loves to straddle me. She lives in New Jersey and I live in Long Island, so the commute isn't the best, but I like her a lot. The only problem is she's an absolute lunatic. She's a very defensive person, meaning that if I make one negative comment about her, she starts yelling at me and threatening to break up with me. She had a falling out with her camp friends, who I became really good friends with this summer. They all tell me that she's a psychopath and that she's manipulative, and I'm starting to see that now. She constantly gives me hickeys to remind the girls at school that I'm taken. She
wait,
also
how old are these?
17. She also recently texted me that if I ever cheated on her, she would, quote, make me regret it. What does that even mean? Ooh. Should I be concerned? Is she really insane in the membrane, or does she just really like me and is acting like a normal girlfriend? Do either of you have a psychotic ex? Any advice would be appreciated. Thanks.
Okay. Oh my God, I love this.
I know.
this is such a good question.
Similar to the last one in that psychotic and slut are words that get thrown at women a lot.
Yeah, which is bad. Like, oh, what a crazy bitch. Yeah.
Right. So
he also didn't specify what the negative comments are he's saying to her are.
Right.
He's calling her a slut.
Yeah. He's like, every time I call her a slut, she gets all crazy in her head.
Yeah. This is the boyfriend from the first question. Yeah.
And maybe he's like, I'll cheat on you. And she's like, you'll regret it if you do. But he's like only leaving the part that like she says you'll regret it.
Do you know any crazy girlfriends like this? Crazy girls like this? Are you friends with
who
them?
Who knows? Maybe somebody's out there calling me a psychopathic lunatic.
Right. How do you know?
I really think that that's one of the most damning things a guy or a girl could say. It's worse than slut. It's worse than bitch. I think calling a woman crazy.
Yes.
Is right. Like when I hear that, I write somebody off so quickly.
Yes.
Like, oh, I can't deal with that. She's crazy. Like, that's worse than any of the words.
Because, like, 99.9% of the time, they're, like, 100% not crazy. They're just, like, right. Being a normal girlfriend.
I also, I don't think people are ever, I mean, well, they are. There are crazy people in the world. But right. It's very rare that somebody is a victim of someone else just being totally batshit crazy.
Right.
Like,
yes.
They have to be a little bit crazy, too. You right. have to be a little bit crazy to put yourself in a relationship.
Crazy attracts crazy.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, there's crazy guys and there's crazy girls. But let's assume for a second this is a crazy girl.
Okay.
Because it is a possibility that she is kind
sure.
of a crazy. What makes some people act this way, whether it's a guy or a girl?
Insecurity?
Like threatening to leave?
She's clearly very nervous he's going to cheat on her, which is why she's leaving her mark.
The hickeys.
The hickey mark.
Straddling.
I've gotten
him all the
some
time.
Hickeys that I didn't want. I don't like the hickeys. Are you guys pro or anti hickey?
I mean, I don't want them on me, but that's because I have to do like on camera stuff.
But I mean, so even when you were a teen.
So in college. Yeah,
I give them really easily. Like, I'm just a...
Oh, you get them really easily?
No, I give them really easily without meaning to.
Yeah. So I had an
ex... You make a good suction.
Yeah.
I had an ex-boyfriend in college, and we had our post-relationship, which is the worst.
Mm. Yeah.
Where you're still hooking up after you break up, whatever. So jokingly, I was like, I'm going to give you hickey so nobody will date you. And then I accidentally gave him a hickey the size of a fist on his neck.
God.
And then I was really embarrassed that I was everyone knows I did that. And
wait,
that's not...
the size of it? How big was your mouth up while you were sucking?
I don't know what happened.
She swallowed his head.
I was joking. I was like, wah, 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 wah. And then it was it looked like somebody punched him in the neck.
Oh no.
And I remember being in the cafeteria at school, walking next to him and being I hope nobody puts this together.
No. I forget. How do you get rid of hickeys? I don't even remember because it's been so long.
I use ice cube.
You have to suck on the other side.
Didn't they say use a spoon or something?
I don't know.
Isn't there a cold spoon that you rub on your
Something cold.
You get rid of a bruise?
What about Visine?
Oh.
I've never heard of that. Can you put Visine on your skin?
Blood vessels in your eyes.
It's all the same thing, right?
I think not.
I think you have to blow on the other side of your body.
Oh, okay.
Because you have to make an equal but opposite reaction. Right. So if somebody could sucks your neck.
If you waste enough time doing that, the hickey will go.
Yeah, it could take you 3 weeks to blow on my right knee. But that's a funny story that's basically this story. So this guy can be she's crazy. She wants to give me hickeys. And then I talk to her and she's like, yeah, I was just joking around and I gave him a hickey.
Right.
Or people can give you a hickey without you staying still. So he can stop her from giving him a hickey.
Yeah, people can't give you a hickey without him getting on a train from Long Island and going to New Jersey.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
So willingly in this relationship and then also complaining about her.
And hickeys feel good. He probably likes them, and then he's like, she keeps giving me hickeys, but then he's like, oh yeah, girl, keep it going when she's sucking on his neck.
I also kind of feel like this is an epidemic of people who are still in high school where you just put up with the worst relationship you imaginable because you were getting straddled for the first time.
Right.
You're
this girl has nice
boobs and she sits on my lap. Yeah. So
did he describe her personality at all other than crazy? He was like, she's great. She's got big boobs and she straddles me.
Yeah.
She's super hot. All of her friends hate her.
But that's what I said. Isn't that what I said once? That people stay in bad relationships because of sex. But you said you totally disagreed.
No. Yeah. I don't, because they don't do it now. I think they do it when they're young.
Oh, so youngsters often do because they don't realize that.
They don't know there's better stuff out there.
Having sex is better than not having sex. And I think that that's true until you're not 16 anymore.
I think it's true for even adults who can't necessarily have sex very easily, that when they do get it regularly, they're willing to deal with some crazy business for it.
No, I don't think sex is that important.
Ladies, weigh in.
I'm trying to think if I've ever...
Sorry, weigh in if you agree with me. If not, change the topic.
Oh, got it.
I'm not interested.
No, I agree. I think people stay in...
All right, cool.
Oh, my God.
No, continue.
No, I think people stay in relationships, unfortunately, longer than they should. I've seen so many crazy relationships.
They do, but because of sex?
I don't think anybody stays in a bad relationship because they're I won't get laid if I broke up.
No, yeah. No, that's true. It's more I think they almost like the drama, weirdly. It's it keeps their life interesting. It's it gives them something else
100%.
To whether it's escaping work or thinking about other things, but they like the drama in their life and they keep it going because they're
I disagree with that. I hate drama and I've stayed in dramatic relationships because
of the sex.
Because you like having regular sex?
And because breaking up is hard.
Right.
And it's this temporary badness is fine because it's better than dealing with a breakup. So I think people stay in relationships for too long. One, because breaking up is hard. And two, because especially if it's your first relationship, this guy asked, is this normal? If you've only been in one, you don't know what's normal and what's not.
Well, so the answer for him is, whether or not this girl is crazy is that it's not normal. Or it shouldn't be to be in a volatile relationship where everybody is telling you to break up with somebody. That's not normal.
Right.
So now you can take that information and go do what you want with it. But we'll say that it's not normal.
Yeah, agreed.
I think you might as well get rid of this lady. I think the only way crazy people realize that they're being bad is if they're punished for their actions. Not punished like, I'm going to punish you, but it's negatively affecting. Like this girl is threatening, saying, if you cheat on me, I'll hurt you. So let's break up with her, and then she'll be like, oh, maybe that wasn't very good. This guy broke up with me. Maybe I should alter my situation going forward.
Yeah, if you're fighting more than things are peaceful, that's not normal. I mean, it's not normal for things to be perfect all the time either, but that relationship sounds batshit crazy. The relationship does.
Oh, not that's the lady, good.
Thank you.
The relationship.
It takes two.
Crazy attracts crazy? Is that
crazy
what
attracts crazy.
That's what you said. Don't pin it on
her. She said that.
I played off of you.
Yeah.
It was an alley-oop.
Great minds think alike is another way
of
saying that.
You set up the dunk.
great sports metaphor.
Yeah, really,
Laura. I'm in it. What were we talking about? All right, let's take a small break to thank one more sponsor, and we'll be right back with another question for Laura and Angela, and I guess Jake, too.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a non-movement
good.
Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should
be. I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't. But so
it's fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
So, Lauren Angela, how many podcast episodes have you done at this point? Let's say it's the middle of October. For those of you who don't know, we were recording this in late February of 2012. So it's middle of October 2015.
We're is there podcast? Wait, what does it say at the top? It'll say the number.
I think you've done roughly five or six now.
Oh, that was number 11. Oh.
11 podcasts.
Okay.
So you guys are on our number 11 podcast. Mm-hmm.
The double digit club.
11's a good number.
What do you guys think so far?
It's so much fun.
It's pretty fun.
Do you guys really like it?
Yeah, we're narcissists, so it's fun to just talk all the time.
It is easy, like when you're sitting in a basement just talking to your friend, it's easy to forget that eventually this will be broadcast and other people will hear the things that you say, and they're there forever.
There's like so many times afterwards we're like, oh my god, did we say anything bad? What did I say bad?
Has anybody come out and been like, hey, you were talking about me on that podcast?
Yes. Aunt for Angela, her ex. Was like great.
I was gonna listen to this one. It's just a big cycle of.
We don't want to get her in
all
trouble.
All right, I'm gonna be quiet.
That was an unfair question. Did anybody get mad at you? Tell me about them.
Who's mad at you?
No, it's cool. We had like a couple. We did this like promotion for our book where if you bought our book and like sent us a receipt, we'd like do like a private phone call for like 10 minutes. So we had like a bunch of people that have done that, and it's been the coolest thing ever to talk to people that are listening to our podcast, and we like call them on the phone or we've like Skyped with them, and
that's really cool.
We're like, oh my god, you're like a real human that like listens to it, and they'll like ask us questions and reference things we've talked about in our podcast. That's been pretty amazing.
That's so cool. Yeah, for those of you who have not listened to any episode, Jake and I are in your last episode. See you after this episode. If you want more of the four of us talking,
right,
highly recommend checking out This Is Why You're Single on headgum.com.
Yeah, we give you guys a man-child quiz.
Yeah.
We find out if you guys are man-children. We won't give away the answer.
Yeah. If you want to find out who was the bigger man-child, check it out.
Jake's currently sucking on a pacifier. Well, that's awesome. Thank you guys for even being on our network. Thank you guys for asking us.
We were so excited.
No doubt.
Thank you guys for being on the show today. All the way from Brooklyn. Yeah.
Holy shit.
We flew all the way here just for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have 18 other meetings in Los Angeles, right?
No, we're turning right around and going home now.
Yeah.
How does our head...
We just pretended that we had a bunch of meetings so that we can come to your podcast.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done a live show?
Oh, yeah.
We do a live show.
Not like... We've never done like... You mean like a live podcast?
Yeah.
You guys are doing that...
All over the place.
You're doing one... I don't remember. You plugged it on your last show, but now I don't remember the location.
Well, we might have already happened by the time this comes out, but yeah, we sometimes tour with the show, and it's really fun to like do it live and get like feel that energy of the crowd, get feedback instantaneously, and meet people after.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Mm-hmm. You're doing one in February, right?
We are. Oh, in Santa Barbara?
Yeah,
hopefully.
We're doing one. We might be doing one in New York soon.
Oh, cool.
We'll come to that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, New York. We're doing November show. In Brooklyn.
I don't know if we've announced it yet, though. Well, I guess we just did.
Surprise!
Well, it's very vague right now. Clearly, we're not good at this yet. But whenever shows do get announced, you can check it out at ifiwereyoushow.com if you're interested. Do you guys have time to answer one last bit of advice questions that we got?
Yeah,
that's why we're in California.
Yes! This one is from a girl. Can we get a
also
fake...
we don't want to walk down like 100 stairs.
Jake will carry you down. Do not worry.
You live in a tower.
Yeah, they live with like a castle up on a hill.
Yeah,
it's like 500 stairs to get here.
I haven't
but
left
when
in a
you
week.
Do get here, it's a palace.
Yeah, I've gone downstairs and forgotten something and just been like, fuck it, yeah. I'll figure it out.
Usually New York is the one with the, like the sixth floor walk-ups. Now we brought a little bit of that to Los Angeles.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Only the pizza here isn't as good.
Yeah.
And those are the only two differences.
And also, you don't live in a mansion in New York.
Right. Yeah. This would lead up to a small apartment.
Right.
A studio.
All right. The question is called Texting with Boys. Do you have a fake lady name? Either of you?
Angela, go for it.
Texting with Boys reminds me of Riding in Cars with Boys starring Drew Barrymore. Let's call her Drew Barrymore.
Who was in this movie with Kevin Bacon. I've been dating this guy for about 2 weeks, and things are starting to get pretty serious, or so I thought. The first 2 weeks, we text back and forth all day long, and then all of a sudden, he just changed. Now, I'm lucky if I even get a good morning text. How come the second a guy thinks he's got you, he gets lazy and no longer puts the time to do stuff like check in throughout the day? My girlfriends told me that guys just don't like to text as much as girls. Should I take this as a sign that he's getting over it or that he's just getting complacent? Help me read between his absence of lines.
Ooh, I like that. Very nice. Very well-crafted email.
Yeah.
Thanks, Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore knows how to write.
Dang. So what do you guys think?
I hate texting throughout the day because it gets rid of all mystery and you can't keep that up. People do that
totally
at the
agree.
Beginning of a relationship and then like there's no way to keep it up and then you're going to really quickly feel like you've lost the momentum in the relationship. And then also by the time you go on a date, yeah, you are kind of bored because you already know what they did all day because you were talking all day on GChat or texting. I'm like so against it and every one of my friends does it too. And
you
it drives me crazy.
I think everyone is against it and people do it because they think the other person's into it and nobody wants to do it.
The conversations get so boring so fast. You're like, you're not that interesting 24 hours a day.
Yes.
Like, no matter how interesting you think you are, you're not.
But it's also, if you just met somebody and you're like excited about them, you're like, I'm thinking about them. I want to know what they're up to. So it's not just out of obligation.
But that sets the precedent because at first you do like, it's exciting to see that name in your phone. Right. Holy shit, I want to see it again. I'll nudge it again. And then it's like 3 months in, it's like, wait, you don't text me as much as you used to.
Yeah. And then you're like automatically going to feel like the relationship has like died down, but it's like, maybe it hasn't. It's just, you set this stupid precedent that you cannot keep up.
I'm guilty of this. I would like 24 hours nonstop texting. Like constant communication.
Yeah.
Even when you're just flirting. Like an inside joke or like if you've got like a funny video that you saw, whatever. Like, but like not throughout the day.
But it's more.
Do not do it.
It's more exciting when you wait a little while. And it's even more exciting if the person disappears. Like I've been quote unquote ghosted. Where the person doesn't respond. And my mind is like, holy shit, I'm thinking about this girl all the time now because she didn't get back to me for 1, 2, 3 hours. And I'm like, oh my God, what can I do? And it totally works.
I really think that like girls work from like attention, but like guys work when they like don't know where you are. Like I'm not like articulating that. Like, but guys work from having no contact. Does that make sense?
The guys get off to the mystery.
Yeah, that fuels you, whereas women get fueled by like more interaction.
Right.
The same thing. You're like more coal on the fire and we're like suffocate the fire.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. We talk about it in our book. We say like girls.
What's the website again? We should say it at least one more time.
ThisIsWhyYourSingleBook.com.
Boom.
Love it.
So like girls also do that thing where they're like, I'm not hanging out with them tonight, but I'm going to post a bunch of pictures on like Instagram and Facebook of what I'm doing. And he's going
to
think I'm so interesting and fun. And he's going to be like, no, I'm not wondering where you are. I know exactly where you are. And
then he gets
bored. I don't care anymore.
I wonder how many Instagram photos are meant for one person.
So many.
So many.
All of them. Borderline all of them.
There's not one where I want to keep my fans in the loop. It's always for one human. Look what I'm doing. Look how many likes. Look at the comments.
And look how cool
them.
I am.
Yeah. It's like a little bit of a bragging thing.
And every time you like someone's photo, do you not feel like I just winked at her? I kissed her cheek.
I gave her what she wanted.
I just confidently walked through a crowded bar, caught her eye, and walked out with a really confident wave. That's what I think is happening when I like someone's photo.
That's that push notification she gets.
Once you get that, once you get that like you were waiting for, you're like, all right, and then you throw your phone in your purse, and you're like, I don't need to look at my phone again for like a day.
I saw the name I like to read. It's such a fun, exciting name to read from.
But so wait, this girl is saying... the guy has sort of slowed up with the texting, and does that mean he's not interested anymore?
That's your fault, though. You shouldn't have been talking about
it. Is it that?
Well, it's both their faults. They both like went too hard too fast.
Yes.
They set up a precedent. If somebody responds to you right away, you feel the need to get back to them right away. It feels weird to wait 3 hours. They respond instantly, and then you wait 3 hours again. They respond instantly.
And you like, there's always the thing like, well, he texted last. Like, I don't want to be rude and not text something back. But then like half the time, he didn't ask you a question. Mm-hmm. He was just like answering your question. And then you feel like, all right, I shouldn't be the last. I feel an obligation. And then it never ends.
Yeah. Right. I definitely try to err on the side of less. Like if it's just a ha ha, I don't respond.
Right.
Well, I'm like, that doesn't count.
But then she's probably really sad.
Just like shoveling coal onto the fire.
It can't be enough.
Like the train is going full speed towards a ravine with no track.
You always have the last line.
Yeah.
But I disagree
with
that.
That's great, though.
I don't do that.
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Would love that.
Yeah. Because I believe that most guys, it's like what she said in the email, like, I really do believe that guys don't like to text as much as girls do unless they're Jake.
Well, that's only in the beginning because, like, I've been, whatever's happening to her right now, where, like, right. they are dating. And once you're dating, then, yeah. Like, mm-hmm. But I think it transitions to a more meaningful relationship, like, right. that transcends texting. Like,
I agree.
Now we're going to see each other later, so we'll have a conversation.
Right. And I also think, like, once you're in that stage where you're in a relationship, and if you're not hearing from that person as much as you would like to, you should feel comfortable enough to say something about it to him, not to right. your friends.
A good morning text is pretty intimate. Like, that's not yeah. a casual thing. I'm not texting a lot of people good morning.
Like, but I can see why she would miss that, because it's like this really sweet thing that you
yeah.
This is the problem, my friend. Yeah, they say, he used to text me good night. Right. He used to text me good morning. And then when it stops, you're so sad.
Right. It's not necessarily that you blame him. Like, you do, the honeymoon period ends, but, like, it's sad to see it go. Mm-hmm. It's a little sad. I remember when I was a kid, my mom used to meet me at the bus stop. And there was a time when I was like, I remember having this conscious thought, like, I will outgrow this. Like, it's not, I'm not sad that it's gonna, I don't want to be 16 years old and, like, have my mom running down the street to hug me. But at the same time, you're like, oh, it's gonna be, all right.
I guess this
but
is
at least
growing
you were
up.
Aware, yeah. you were aware that it was gonna end, which is what
right.
a lot of people don't realize with the good morning texts.
Right, they're gonna go away.
They're gonna
and it's
go
nice
away.
That they happened, and it cultivated a happy, loving relationship, but there's got to be a next.
They shouldn't disappear completely, though.
That's fair.
I think, like, you know, keep, like we say, you should always be courting. Texting is a part of courting.
ABC, right. always be ABC. Courting.
I that makes oh, a lot I like of sense, that. But I guess the courtship sort of, it definitely peters out when in yeah. the beginning you're like 100% full steam. All you're thinking about is courting.
Yes.
And you should probably still think about courting, but inevitably you just...
You can't keep up that rate. That's,
no, you can't.
It's absolutely
no.
impossible to be stay that obsessed with one thing, let alone a different human, for that long.
Right, well, that's
Angela,
unhealthy.
You mentioned that she, if she's feeling like this, she should say something to him.
Yes.
Which, that makes a lot of sense to me, too.
I think she should, and she shouldn't say it through text.
And, oh. yeah, she and she should be like, you person. Used to do this, and you used to do this, and now you don't right. anymore.
Well, she should be careful how she says it.
Right.
Like, because it's you're talking about texting.
Also, it's only
it's such
two
like
weeks,
a trivial
people.
Thing.
2 weeks.
Or I thought she said 3 months.
I've been dating this guy for 2 weeks. Yeah, oh. the last
All right, wait a minute.
I feel like, we had a great conversation aside from this question. Because yeah. 2 weeks he stopped texting you, I think maybe actually.
I think maybe he found another girl.
Yeah. That quickly?
Yeah.
I don't know. 2 weeks, I would think it's still on.
Yeah, and I guess you can't really have that sit-down chat after 2 weeks.
Yeah, the honeymoon...
Like, things used to be so different 2 weeks
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
What happened
things
to
have
us?
Changed.
Remember in early October? Now it's just the middle of October.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did we go wrong? But even 2 weeks is a lot to be texting all the time. Like, you can't keep that up, I don't
no,
think.
No, you cannot, no.
I don't think it means that he's less into you, but maybe it does. It also doesn't not mean that.
Right.
So it's just, it's still sort of, it's not enough evidence, I would say.
Mm-hmm. But I guess if you miss the good morning text, maybe you just start sending him some good
What I
want to
know is, like, text yeah. aside, like, how is he in person?
That's important.
Oh, we haven't met.
Yeah, he's this is all through Tinder. So real quick, lightning round. Should I take this as a sign he's getting over it? I say no. Angela?
I say no, wait it out.
Yeah, I say no, that momentum can't sustain.
I don't think you could take it as a sign that he's over it. But
it's definitely not a good sign.
Proceed with caution.
It's definitely not a sign that he's more into it.
It's definitely not a sign that he's more into it.
Cool. Guys, that's our time. But thank you for coming all the way to Los Angeles to be on our podcast.
Yeah, you're no problem.
And, this was so much fun.
What's the name of your show again, in case people want more? Lauren
this is
Angela?
Why you're single on the HeadGum Podcast Network.
Yes.
So many ways to find it.
It was fun to be your guest. And yeah. Thanks for being our cool bosses.
Thanks. I don't consider myself a cool boss. I consider myself an awesome boss. But yeah. If you have your own questions.
Consider myself a good boss.
If you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, we start and end every episode with one. Send it all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening one was written by Austin Archer. Remember that dude from New York City? And this closing one was written by a lady named Jess. Jess Momo. She wanted me to shout out her YouTube channel, but she says it's pronounced Mau Mau, and a space between Jess and the M-O-M-O show. Jess space M-O-M-O show, pronounced Mau Mau.
Heading your way.
Enjoy it. Thank you for the theme song. Thanks again to Laura and Angela for stopping by. We'll be back soon. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I guess I'll listen to the pinch and a smear. From suicide at a coffee shop to a hand job at a bus stop. Get ready for advice from these Jews. This is If I Were You. I were you. Podcast starts now.
That was a HeadGum podcast.